Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
Otto, I didn't even mention to you, but we were walking in this morning. The gentleman we ran into that we work with here in the building, I offended him last week.
How did you offend him?
Well, let me tell you about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
Well, he's definitely not mad at you. DJ
no,
Automatic.
No.
I go by Anthony A.
I held the door for him. See how he comes in with all his clothes and his suitcase?
Yeah.
Well, he was struggling last week, and you weren't here. You were out of town. You were working. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, let me grab the door for you. He was like, what?
He was offended that you opened the door for him?
Yes. He hustled to the other door. He's like, no. No. Let me get that for you. I was like, oh, my God. I said, I'm trying to help you. Because he's like, no. Is it with the suitcase? No.
He's a gentleman.
He was, I don't know if he was offended, but he was like shocked. Like, what are you doing?
Why would you open a door for me? That is my job.
But it's not, you know, but for me, and I understand he must have been raised by a father who taught him open a door for a lady. I didn't see a lady anywhere in present.
No,
I'm just kidding. But I just felt like I needed to help him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a courteous thing to do, whether it's man or woman.
No, but if you see me struggling and you hear a woman be like, oh, let me get this for you. It's like, hold on, I got it. Don't put me out of my place because you see me shoveling with morning items. I can still assist you. I can see how it's like a little.
He could barely assist himself, Anthony. I'm telling you right there.
All right,
struggling.
Listen. Sean's a man, okay? He's a rolling backpack guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a rolling backpacker. Yeah, you know the guy that comes through with a rolling backpack. I never had anyone really, like, open my car door for me, but you know who does that? My dad does that for my mom. Now, mind you, my mother, I don't know my real dad, but I feel like I've pretty much adopted my stepdad at this point. He opens the car door for her every single time. He makes sure that she's in the car before he closes the door. He's such a gentleman. I remember when he did it, I was looking at Otto like, do you see the way that's done?
Yeah. I do open the door for you.
You do open the door for me.
I do, yeah, but not every day.
Not every day. Sometimes Otto will be so far in front, Anthony opens the door for me. That's the one. Because Otto walks
I don't remember anybody ever teaching me that. I remember learning Otto. From movies. I would see that on TV or on the big screen. And then I also had a friend when I was in high school. We went on a double date. And he went and opened the door for his girl, and I didn't for mine. And he was like, dude, what are you doing?
You didn't know?
And I was like, oh, she can open. And he was like, no, come on. And he was the one who really, like, shamed me into starting to open doors for people.
So his dad would open the door. So his dad taught him.
His dad definitely taught him to open the door. His mom and dad had a great relationship. They were best friends. I mean, they still are best friends. But.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was that kind of guy.
I had a lot of family members who were very, this is what you should do for women and this is what you shouldn't do for women. My father was a very chivalrous man, struggled with monogamy, but very.
How are you chivalrous and struggle with monogamy all at the same time?
He would open the door for his wife and his mistress.
Okay, all right.
My dad struggled with both. He kept consistent.
Otto, you are full, but you are right. Problematic. God rest his soul. I do love him, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can't be asking for your gifts back if you split with somebody. It's just not a good thing. If you say, Merry Christmas, this is yours, that's it. You've given it away. If you say, Happy birthday, here you go. Or just because. Anything that's given to you, in my opinion, is yours to keep. Anything you gift someone else is theirs to keep. Even if you go through a not good breakup.
You have a story, you said, and I've been dying to hear it.
So, well, for me personally, when I was done with my last relationship, Otto, you know, obviously Otto and I are married now, very happily married, but I went through some really bad relationships before. I knew I was done because I left with nothing. I left with my clothes, and that was it. Mm. I didn't care about anything that person had given me. I didn't care about it. All I cared about was getting out and leaving. That's when you really know it. Like, I'm sorry, but our girl here, she sounded a little petty. Desiree sounded petty. Oh, I bought it. You're not getting anything. And she's so mad. Here's the moment it happened in the down of the DM, because it went down in the DM.
I got to come by anyway, or I got to get my stuff.
You do you? You don't have shit at my place, idiot.
At least let me pick up my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation? I bought that. Now I'm going
to
sell it.
No, you gave that to me.
Like,
that's
I give
mine.
A you think. You lied to me so you can
What the baby, we've been together for...
Hang up on him, please.
She's angry. She's upset, which I understand because he's not a good person. But girl, don't let him make you angry and just let him take whatever he wants, throw it outside the house in a bag, in a trash bag, because that's what it is. It's trash. That is your past. Move forward into your future. Concentrate on today. Hanging on to that girl, you're just going to look at it and think about him and fester. And if you sell it, that's dirty money.
Oh,
that's not dirty money.
Dirty money.
That is well-deserved money for tolerating a selfish person in your life. And you might as well leave with some money and come up on something if you're going to have to tolerate the person that she was dating. And I do agree with you about leaving. And when you want to leave, you're just done. You leave everything behind.
Yes.
But in this situation, make some money. Have some type of profit off of this after dealing with the person she dealt with.
You've never left something. Otto, you mentioned earlier about leaving stuff. You know you've left stuff.
I still think about this North Face puffer that I had.
North Face puffer jacket? Yeah, geez. That's expensive. That's spendy. Yeah.
I'm sure her next boyfriend got it.
That's the worst. Gifting somebody else's stuff. That's not good. I don't know.
No, you know what's the worst is sharing memes with the new boyfriend that you have and them laughing at my jokes. That's what's really I don't like. I've had that happen to me a couple times.
I don't even understand what you mean by that.
Well, I'm saying, hey, if I share a meme with a girl and I make her laugh, and then she shares it with her new boyfriend, or it becomes their inside joke, and that really bothers me as a comedian. That bothers me. But if we're talking materialistic things, I have forgotten a pair of dry fit Nike basketball shorts at a woman's house that
spendy.
Were easily $54.94.
Yeah,
I'm not counting, but yeah, that does. That does
maybe
play
she
in my
still
mind a
wears
lot.
Them.
Oh, she's crazy. She probably does.
She probably still wears them with her new boyfriend. I just think that when it comes to giving somebody something, and I understand, and if you're married, I think the law would probably be on my side, right? If you gift somebody something, and I mean, you have to.
Within reason, I mean, I'm still not a proponent of keeping the ring. If the guy buys it and it's thousands of dollars and you're not going to be with him, give it back.
Yeah, but you got married. You don't just give it back. That's not the way it works. I don't want your old wedding band back.
That's next level. That's
what are
next
you talking?
Level.
Yeah. Otto, you're like taking on a whole different level here. If it's the ring, you keep it. You've already walked down the aisle, and if it didn't work out, darn.
If you don't make it to the actual marriage, then you shouldn't keep the ring.
If you keep the ring, no matter what.
If you put in a year's worth of time, then I guess you can
keep it. What are you going to do with that old stinky ring? You can't give it to somebody else.
Give it back to him so he can sell it, so he can get some of his money back?
You're not going to get anything compared to what it was worth.
Well, it'll be something.
It'll be bad luck. Just let me give the ring. 877-730-DCS1. Seriously, if you gift someone something and you break up, why would you want that back?
It all depends on what it costs.
I'm going to tell you right now, Otto, because we're going to take some calls I just solicited. I don't want anything that you gave another woman in our house. Okay? Ooh. Call us now. Let's talk about it when we come back. Mm.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so if you gift someone something, you're supposed to let them keep it, even if they do you dirty, because it's a gift. Mm. That's why it's called a gift. It's not called you can have this temporarily until something might happen. It's called a gift.
But if somebody wrongs you, then
it's not that. I get it. I understand being mad. I understand being petty. I understand all of that because you want to hurt them like they hurt you. But that's not going to do anything for you. It's not. It's going to make you feel better temporarily.
Yeah, you're going to feel better.
No, and like I
know I would feel better.
Like I said, Otto, you just said you gave away all kinds of necklaces to girls and stuff. Why would you want that? For what?
I let go of all those things when I let go of them.
Exactly, because you gave it to them.
But what am I going to do with girls' necklaces?
Exactly. Let them have it.
Well, the PlayStation is very different.
No, it's... it doesn't matter what it is. Okay, Destiny is on line 3. Have you ever kept something that you gave to someone else?
I have, honestly, but it's for a really good reason.
Okay, what was the reason? What did you keep?
I was in culinary school, and he had gotten me one of them big stand mixers, the KitchenAid.
Oh, wow.
And I definitely kept that.
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
A graduation gift.
Yeah, did he
want it?
What
is he going to do with that?
Yeah, did he ask for it back?
He didn't ask for it back, but he asked for all his other stuff back. And me being petty, I had gotten him an Xbox One whenever they had first came out, because I was also working at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And whenever I gave it back to him, I really thought about not giving it back to him, even though I got it for him.
Yeah.
But me being petty about it, I was like, look, my grandfather taught me how to work on computers. I can open this thing up and take out the internal hard drive.
No!
Okay.
And give it to him like that. So it's like whenever you leave somebody, what's the pettiest thing that you can take? And he'll be like, why isn't it working? I mean, I don't want it, but I don't want him to have it either, you know?
Yo, and the Petty Princess Award goes to
our girl right
Destiny.
Here.
Destiny wins
that was genius,
the Petty
Destiny.
Princess Award.
Because
oh
you know he turned
gosh.
It on and he was like, oh, we're going to do some gaming.
Yeah,
and he's
going
to pull up his old season. And then he's like, wait, hold on.
Then you see they call it the Ring of Death.
Oh, no.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.